The theme of the 15th International AIDS Conference in Bangkok this week is Access for All. That means access to the drug cocktails that have transformed AIDS from a death sentence to a chronic disease. The United States leads the world in providing access to AIDS drugs at a cost of $25,000 per year for each patient. But Dr. Jose Zuniga says not all Americans get the medication they need.
We have a real situation in our country where people living with HIV/AIDS, 1,600 of them at this point, lack access to therapy in some measure as a result of the prices that are being charged to the AIDS Drug Assistance Program.
Zuniga is president of the International Association of Physicians in AIDS Care. He says the problem is getting worse because newer drugs are even more expensive than the older ones. But this is not the case everywhere. The conference is being held in Thailand, where HIV treatment is much cheaper. The country makes its own generic drugs, which mean a lot more people can afford them. NPR's Richard Knox spent a day with the Thai woman who made this possible.
At a large district hospital in northern Thailand, children are learning to eat their vegetables and stay healthy. These children are also learning how to take their AIDS medication every day, twice a day. Chiang Rai, a northern province of Thailand, has been hard hit by AIDS. Dr. Rawiwan Hansuda Wechakul is their pediatrician.
They have access to treatment. So this is the big change after the Thai government give the drug for AIDS patients. Everyone is happy.
Dr. Rawiwan's patients and tens of thousands of other Thais of all ages wouldn't be getting life-saving HIV drugs today if it hadn't been for a woman named Krishna Krysant.
This is the one, my most favorite one.
Krishna is paying one of her regular visits to an AIDS orphanage 2 hours south of Bangkok. As soon as she appears, a little girl named Nuk leaps into her arms.
She's been here 5 years. But, you know, when I first saw her, she was so small, very, very small. I thought she wouldn't survive.
Nuk did survive, thanks to an antiviral drug called GPOVir. Krishna invented it several years ago when she was head of research for the Government Pharmaceutical Organization, or GPO. It's a government-owned drug company. In the past 9 years, Krishna has produced a whole shelf full of cheap generic AIDS drugs, two dozen in all.
So actually, this is my first product. It's ACT. I did this well in 1995 for mother-to-child transmission.
Krishna's work with AZT is one reason why Thailand leads all developing countries in slashing transmission of HIV from pregnant women to their babies.
So after all this, I started doing fixed-dose combination GPOVir.
Krishna put three potent antiviral drugs together in one pill that only needs to be taken twice a day. That was a breakthrough. Previously, AIDS patients had to take as many as 22 different pills a day on a complicated and rigid schedule. And best of all, Krishna could price GPOVir treatment at less than a dollar a day.
The cost is reduced by more than 40%, so it's good for everybody.
Including the 36 orphans who live here. Father Giovanni Contarin, who runs the orphanage, says the children worship Krishna.
For them, to know that she is a scientist, and she is the one that started to produce this medicine, I mean, it means a lot for the children because they know that medicine for them means life.
Krishna stops at nothing to get patients what they need. When she began making a generic version of an AIDS drug called DDI, she decided to make it taste better.
When I first manufactured this tablet, it's big, very big. I put flavor and color into it. And the doctor at the Ministry of Health asked me, why do you have to flavor all this? So I asked him, is patient not human being to you? If I were to be patient, I would like something nice, flavor, orange, lemon, or strawberry flavor. He said, no need to flavor that. That's the doctor who is in charge of AIDS patients in Thailand. I remember very well.
Krishna not only battled officials in Thailand, she stood up to multinational drug companies. When she started making DDI, she soon heard from its maker, Bristol-Myers Squibb. The company said she was violating its patent.
Six executives of Bristol-Myers Squibb flew from New Jersey to meet me, especially that their product is under patent. I said, no, it's not patented. They said, yes, it is patented. So don't do anything with this. I said, that's fine. I still continue doing it.
Krishna insisted Bristol-Myers' patent wasn't valid because DDI was invented by U.S. government scientists. In January, on the eve of a court battle, the company backed down. Now that generic AIDS drugs are widely available in Thailand, Krishna is tackling a bigger problem. She calls it my African mission. She's moved to the Democratic Republic of the Congo to set up generic drug factories there and in Tanzania and Eritrea. She says that's more important than merely exporting Thailand's drugs to Africa.
For me, I never think of exporting. I always think that I should teach them how to do it. I always believe that to teach people is better than to give people.
She's determined to succeed, but it's going to take longer than she first thought. There are cultural and language barriers, so she's learning Swahili. Equally important, Africa doesn't have the healthcare resources Thailand does.
What I'm worried now that if I can manufacture for, let's say, for 200,000 patients that we are planning to do in Tanzania, I doubt very much that this will be very successful if you treat too many patients at a time and your infrastructure is not there.
So she's telling the Tanzanians she'll make enough for just 2,000 patients to start with. Whenever Krishna is tempted to feel discouraged, she visits Father Giovanni's shelter. Evidence of her success is everywhere. On the day we visited, the orphans were rehearsing for a performance at the International AIDS Conference. Krishna is already planning a mission beyond setting up generic drug factories in Africa. She wants to save some of the millions of AIDS orphans there. With a 2% royalty on her African-made drugs, she plans to establish an orphanage in Tanzania. Richard Knox, NPR News, Bangkok.